The Avs are winning like it's 1999. If only the Red Wings were still in the Western Conference so they could smash those punks too.
You guys suck!
Your home for Colorado Avalanche hockey. Extra Sports 1300.
Now that football season is over, the realization has set in that Valentine's Day is just days away. Don't worry, we've got you covered with our Valentine's Day Blitz. Log on to extrasports1300.com to enter by telling us how you screwed up the big day in the past, and we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. We got dinner for you from Dickie's Barbecue Pit, races at Overdrive Raceway, and $50 to Ainsley Marie's Salon and Spa. Ainsley Marie's Salon and Spa, located at 6418 North Academy and online at ainsleymaries.com. We put out the poll question today. Who would you like to see in a downtown stadium? Sky Sox or the Switchbacks? Because this discussion has ramped up at the end of last week, and with the Super Bowl craziness, didn't have a chance to really touch on it.
We gave away a lot of stuff.
We did. The mayor said on Friday that the Sky Sox are willing to share a downtown stadium. Mm-hmm. The Switchbacks are not, which is complicating things. We will have Nick Reagan, president of the Switchbacks, on at 4:20, and we will ask him if that is indeed the case, that the Switchbacks are not willing to share a downtown stadium, or if they were to share, what apparatuses or criteria would there be in order put in place in order for to do that. So the interesting thing I feel about this is that when we put out the poll,
yeah,
we heard from a lot of people who are in support of the Switchbacks, either because they're just in support of them or they are literally a Switchback supporter, a.k.a.
Trailhead.
A trailhead.
Yes.
And we appreciate
that
all the...
That skewed our poll a bit.
Well, I don't care about that. Because if Switchbacks fans are more vocal than Sky Sox fans, then so be it.
But that's always been the case since they've gotten to town.
Right. And I don't have any problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think that the conversation started off today, and it got a little derailed. Okay. Because the case that many people are trying to make is, hey, the Switchbacks are a professional league. The Sky Sox are a minor league team. The Sky Sox are leaving. So let's just line everything out so we're all on the same page as we move forward in this discussion.
Get all the facts out there.
The Switchbacks and the Sky Sox are both comprised of professional athletes.
Yes.
Sky Sox players are paid. Switchbacks players are paid. The Switchbacks play at a higher level of soccer than the future Sky Sox will. The Sky Sox play at the lowest level of the minor league system.
Yeah.
The Switchbacks play in a league which is built as independent from Major League Soccer, is not quite a feeder system like the minor leagues are in baseball. However, many of the teams in the Switchbacks leagues are farm teams, quote-unquote, for a major league franchise.
So they can park players down at a lower level to get them
to develop it.
Yes.
Okay. The Switchbacks are not necessarily one of those teams. They take on a few guys here and there, but their roster is comprised of people that the Switchbacks go out, they find, and they sign them for themselves.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
So they are both professionals. The Switchbacks play at a higher level of soccer than the future Sky Sox will in professional baseball. The Sky Sox are not leaving Colorado Springs. What they are doing is they are taking the AAA affiliation and moving those players down to San Antonio next year.
Right.
They are bringing in a rookie league team from Helena to play in Security Service Field. So it will still be baseball. It will still be professional baseball. It will be at a lower level, admittedly.
But one thing, too, I want to put out there that has been an unfair is they said that this new team's coming and they're going to be pawned off as the Sky Sox. A team moving to the city that already has branding, that happens. It's not pawning off a rookie team as now they're AAA. That has never been the case. So it will still be the Sky Sox, but at a different level.
Right. And the Sky Sox have not tried to their credit, not be Now,
no cloak and dagger.
No
going
cloak
on.
And dagger. Their marketing campaign this year, and you will hear it a lot because, of course, we are the flagship for the Sky Sox. And to be fair, we appreciate and value the partnerships with both the Sky Sox and the Switchbacks.
Yes.
We are not choosing one over the other. We are not showing favoritism towards one or the other. We have many friends that are within both organizations. Mm-hmm. And on the business side, we value the partnership with both franchises. So
we just want to get everything out there.
And we want a downtown stadium. That's what we want.
Yes.
And now we, like the rest of you, will try to figure out what the best course of action for this is. So many of you have said that, well, it's not even close to the same level, or one's professional and one's minor league. That's not the case. They're both professional, but the Switchbacks play at a higher level of soccer.
And I'm going to assume, but I'm going to effort it. So the salaries paid to each is commiserate. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that, so I'm not
going to. But I did a little research. It's pretty dang close. Some of these rookie players get a lot of money.
And that is fair. And some people said, well, the poll is misleading. The poll is not misleading because the alternatives that we got back were the ones we just mentioned.
Yeah.
Would you like a professional-level team or would you like a minor league team?
Right.
Well, that's not a fair characterization of the two teams, nor is it our job to explain. It's like the presidential election. Did you have all of Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton's beliefs and record and personal information? No. So it's not our job to tell you in a flash Twitter poll that the Sky Sox are going to be moving down to a lower level starting next year, or what affiliation the Sky Sox Switchbacks are, because that is just one criteria. And what we want to do is open it up to see what criteria are important to you.
Right.
Because I think an important fact, last year, the numbers that I have seen is that the Sky Sox, as a AAA team, outdrew the Switchbacks by 1,000 people a game on average. Those are the numbers that I have. If I have numbers that are incorrect, then I would love to be corrected.
Right.
I'm just saying from the sites that I looked at, including minorleaguebaseball.com, so I trust their reporting. Maybe I don't have the accurate Switchbacks number. 3,000 and change at Widener Field, 4,000 and change at Security Service Field on average.
Those are the numbers I've seen.
Okay.
So
both teams can reasonably assume that moving to a downtown stadium would mean a bump in their attendance.
Yeah. I'd go more often.
So it would also, just like it would be disingenuous for us to put out, would you like a Tier 2 team or a Tier 5 team, it'd also be disingenuous in leading people to say, would you want the team that draws 4,000 plus per game, or the team that draws 3,000 plus per game? Would you like the team that's been here longer? All of those kind of things are not fair to put into a poll where you're trying to get people's input.
And here's another thing. You and I are both major soccer supporters here in Colorado Springs. I've been a part of the soccer community here for a long time. But I love baseball. But if you go to the average fan and you say soccer or baseball, 8 out of 10, probably maybe even more, are going to go baseball because that's what they know. And it's not fair, you know, as far as saying Tier 2 soccer. You say baseball to somebody that's a casual sports fan, they're going to choose that as well. And so you can't do it like that either, because I know in my family, we're huge soccer people. Like, we go to more soccer games than we go to baseball. Mm-hmm. But my extended family up in Denver, they go to the Rockies all the time. They never go to a Rapids game. So it just depends on the actual market of the people that are going to support each team as well.
And to that
they're
end,
different.
To be perfectly blunt and fair, most people, maybe not even most, there is a large segment of people in this city that look at the Rockies and the Rapids as major league and everyone else is minor league.
They don't understand the
levels.
They
don't understand.
No.
So maybe that should be a priority moving forward for those of you who support the Switchbacks having a downtown stadium is to let people know. And I think many of you are trying to do that. But to do it by saying that we're misleading in a poll, I think is not fair, and it's derailing the very discussion that we hope to have.
Because we just take
whatever you want. Take whatever you want. Take that you like baseball.
Right.
We got a tweet about, you know, that
the best tweet.
They want it. They it doesn't matter as long as they let us have beer festivals in it. I guess I'll vote for baseball.
Right.
So we maybe there's people like that. There's people that say whatever the highest level of competition is should get claim to that stadium. We should support the higher level, and that's fair. And it's also fair to say it's a dollars and cents. Who draws more?
Right.
So all of those are valid reasons, and that's the discussion we want to have. And I think that many people in this city don't understand the difference between the Sky Sox or the Switchbacks in terms of where they play in their own sports, nor do they care. There's going to be a segment of people that don't know, don't care, and a people of don't know, but if you talk to them about it, maybe they would care.
Well, and Doug just he texted us, and it says only 41 games in the Pioneer League. This is something that is good because it makes it more realistic that the Sky Sox and the Switchbacks would it would be easier for them scheduling purposes to share if that were to happen.
Potentially.
Because, like, really, like, when Sky Sox are in town, like, it's Saturdays. It's Saturdays done.
And they already have – there's already an agreement or just quirky scheduling that makes it – so the two teams, I think, once last year hosted a game at the same time.
Right.
So the idea that both can coexist in a stadium in terms of scheduling is certainly realistic.
Yes.
But there are other factors involved.
Right.
You know, who's using whose stadium, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It should never come down to that. If Colorado Springs and the state of Colorado is paying for the stadium, it is not either one of their stadium. It's our stadium. And we can have baseball, and we can have soccer, and we can have beer festivals, and the high schools can play in it. And if CC College Soccer wants to play in it, that's fine too. That's the point where I get irritated when they're fighting over the stadium. This is not your stadium.
But this is our stadium. But to be fair, much of the fighting, I know that Nick Reagan has.
It's not between the Switchbacks and the Sky Sox.
It's the fans.
Yes.
And that's why we want Nick Reagan in here. And to be transparent, I have reached out to the Sky Sox and offered them the same opportunity. And I have offered, and I will reach out to the mayor. And because we want to have an open discussion, and we want to,
because we want a stadium. Let's figure this out.
We want a stadium, and we are a local sports show. What other medium or show should have this discussion on it? It should be us, and we want to do that, and we want to bring you all sides. So Nick Reagan, president of the Switchbacks, will join us in hour number two. We continue to welcome your thoughts, both on Twitter, at extrasports1300, or on the text line at 286-0046. And we will get to some more of those thoughts. Plus, Malcolm Butler spoke, kind of, on him being benched.
Boy.
For the Super Bowl. So we'll get into that as well. Coming up next here on Extra Sports 1300.